Thank you, Father. Let's open up. Father, we thank you, Lord, for this day, for this day is the day that you have made. And, Father, we choose to praise you, we choose to worship you, and we choose to lift our voice up like a trumpet. We choose, Father, in this moment that we're standing, in this hour that we're standing, Father God, we choose to lift our voice up like a trumpet and begin to cry out loud and spare not. We choose, began to pray, not just only for ourselves, but for our loved ones, our families, and those that we care about, and those that we don't even know. Father, we choose to lift them up as well. Father, therefore, in the name of Jesus, we decree and declare that all shall be well in this season. Father God, we decree and declare that no weapon that is formed against us shall prosper. In the name of Jesus, we declare and decree that all things are working together, and they're working together, Father, for our good. We declare in the name of Jesus that we are the blessed of the Lord. Father God, we declare and decree that nothing shall happen without us knowing, because, Father, you will give us that knowing and you will bring about that peace. Father, we declare in the name of Jesus that our footsteps have already been ordained by you. Father God, I declare strength for those that lack strength, those that do not have strength. Father, I declare power to those that are powerless in the name of Jesus. I declare supernatural doors to begin to open up in the lives of your people, Father. Father, I declare in the name of Jesus that there shall be a turnaround in businesses and businesses affairs. Father, even in relationships, Father, we declare the breakthrough, we declare the turnaround in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus that not only that, but Father, you are righting the wrongs. Father, we thank you right now, Lord, that we are the blessed of the Lord. We thank you, Father, that you are anointing us afresh. We declare and decree that we are your vessel. We are your living vessel that you will move and flow into, Father. Father, in the name of Jesus, we want to give you thanks, for this is the day that you have made, and we choose to rejoice. Prophetess Naomi, open up the line so we can begin to pray in the Holy Ghost. Just take.
I'm muted.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, God, because truly this is the day that you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it, oh God. We want to thank you, God, for leading us and guiding us along the way and ordering our step, oh God. And God, we want you to look on all those who may lost a loved one. Look on the Kelly family, oh God. And I don't know much, about the Kelly family, but I will say, if they was in this ministry, I know they are strong and a wonderful person of you, oh God. And we want you to hold their hands, oh God, as they walk through this time of their lives, oh God. Comfort them, oh God. And, you know, God, I know that Prophet Kelly left them with a lot of love and care and a lot of learning, teaching, so that they may carry on what you have passed through him, oh God, and in them. So we want to give you our honor and praise, and we want to say, look on them, God, comfort them, and help all those that's on the line, and even those who not, God. You know what they're in the need of, oh God. God, continue to heal those, heal the sick, oh God, and be with the sick and shed in, oh God. And God, we want to give you our honor, praise, and say thank you, God, for giving us wisdom and knowledge and understanding, God. Thank you, God, for creativity and the blessings that you bring upon us this day, this time, right now, oh God. We want to thank you for peace that passes all understanding, oh God. We want to thank you, God, that you teaches us to profit, oh God. Oh God, we want to thank you, God, for may the words out of our mouth and the meditation of our heart be acceptable in thy sight, oh Lord, our strength and our redeemer. Thank you, God, for our leader, Master Prophet, and the leading lady, Prophetess Deborah Jordan. Thank you, God, for all the prophets and prophetess and all the leaders who stand with them. We want to thank you for this ministry, oh God. And oh God, we want to thank you, God, that whomever form against us shall not prosper. And every tongue that rise against us in judgment, you shall condemn. Thank you, God, because when you arise, the enemy scatters. In your precious mighty name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Father God, we thank you because we know that this is the day that you have made, Father, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Father God, we thank you for allowing us to have another midnight cry, Father God. Father God, we thank you, Father God, for touching even our leaders and Archbishop and Pastor Deborah Jordan as they continue to globalize the prophetic. Father God, we thank you for your divine hedge of protection, Father God, that you have even over Prophetess Mary Jordan, Father God, and Pastor Mary Berry, and Father God, even now, Father God. We thank you for keeping them and covering them, Father God. We thank you, Father God, and we just want to lift up even the Kelly household and the Kelly family even now, Father God. We ask that you continue to surround them with your love, Father God, and comfort them, Father God. For we know that only you, Father God, can release a peace that surpasses all understanding, Father God. And we thank you, Father God, in advance, Father God, for doing even a new thing, Father God, even for your people. Father God, we thank you for touching even the elderly, Father God, and we lift up even those that are sick and shut in, Father God, and we see them heal whole and complete, Father God, in the divine name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you even now for touching us, Father God, and touching our children, Father God, and touching our parents, touching our guardians, touching all those that we are connected to, Father God. We thank you for making us the head and not the tail and above and not below, Father God. Father God, we thank you even now for touching each and every leader, Father God, each and every pastor, each and every minister, Father God, each and every auxiliary, each and every deacon, Father God. Father God, and we thank you, and we just wanted you to know that we love you, Father God. We love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. We love you with all of our hearts and our minds, Father God, and our soul. And we thank you for adding to us, Father God, and the divine provision, Father God. Father God, we thank you even now for no lack, for not lacking anything in this season, Father God, and for reaping new harvest, Father God. In the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we pray, amen and amen and amen.
Lord, so Father, we give you thanks again and praise and honor, Father, for this privilege, Lord, that we can come and become, Father, by the virtue of your blood through faith in Jesus' name, knowing that, Lord, you are our blessed Redeemer. And we thank you, Father, that we know that your hand is outstretched still, Father. And we thank you for your embracement, Father, through your Holy Spirit, that you embrace the families even tonight, Father, on this night, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for Archbishop E. Bernard Jordan, Pastor and Prophet Deborah Jordan, Father, that you are strengthening, Father, Lord, that you are anointing, that you are equipping, my God, for the globalization of the prophetic. We thank you, Father, for the anointing, Father, that will rest upon even Prophetess and Mother Mary Berry and Pastor and Prophetess Mother Mary Jordan, Father, even the Jordans and the Barons family. And even as we lift up, Lord, the Kelly family before you, Father, we pray for the spirit of restoration and a spirit of meekness. Lord, enjoy that is unspeakable and full of glory. knowing that, Father, the joy of the Lord is our strength. We pray for our blood transfusion, that, Father, that you'll bring forth life, 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 and life more abundantly upon them, Father, and joy, my God, in rejoicing in you, knowing that you, Father, has all things in control. Let the blood cover the families, let your angels encamp round about us, Father, and round about the Kelly's families. And, Father, we thank you for the spirit of comfort and joy and peace in the name of Jesus. And we give you all the glory, the praise for the open doors, and, Father, for your virtue flowing, my God, the healing that is taking place even now upon this line and upon families and loved ones and brethren. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
And amen. Father God, we just thank you, Father, for being on this mixed night cry tonight, Father God. And Father God, look upon everyone that's on the call tonight, Father God. Comfort their hearts, dear Lord Jesus. Lord, look upon the families, dear Lord. Look upon the children, dear Lord. Look upon those that need a financial touch by you, Father God. Open up the windows of heavens for them, Father God. And Father God, look upon the Kelly family tonight, Father God. I lift them up to you, Father God. As your wings covered them, Father God, you covered them with your angel, dear Lord. Give them comfort in their hearts, dear Lord Jesus. And, Father, give them peace with all understanding, dear Lord. And we thank you for them, Father God. We thank you for the service that they have given us, dear Lord, this ministry, dear Lord Jesus. And, Father God, look upon the Archbishop and Pastor Deborah tonight, Father God, as they continue to carry your word, Father God, carry the prophets, dear Lord Jesus. And we thank you, Father. And, Father, look upon the homeless, dear Lord, that's out there, is lost, Father God. The starvation, those that's out there, lost, Father God. So much is going on in the world, dear Lord. And, Father, just cover those ones that's out there that's lost, Lord. Got a lot of sheep out there that's lost, Lord. Bring them home, Father God. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, God, for another day that you have made, God, a new day. I thank you for my life, my health, and my strength. I thank you for your loving kindness and your tender mercy to us, God. And I thank you for this prayer line and for Prophetess Deborah Jordan and for the Master Prophet who had the vision to see that prayer was needed even more so, God. Now, God, I lift up the Prophetess Kelly and Deanna and Natasha and the rest of the Kelly family as they grieve the loss of Prophet Donald Kelly, God. God, thank you, God, for your mercy towards them. And thank you for the peace that you are bestowing on them. And thank you for putting your arms of comfort around them, God. And thank you for people who show the love of God to them so they can see you even more, God. We thank you for your mercy, God, for your goodness and your grace. And we thank you for each and every person on the line today, those who are listening in, and for each and every prophet who has come to this line to participate. We give you glory, honor, and praise for what you're doing in their lives, God. I ask you to bless them mightily, God. And I thank you just for your mercy, God. And I want to also remember Prophetess Barbara Tucker, even though she's not on the line, just bless her wherever she is on tonight, God. And the rest of the prophets who have been on the line and may not be here tonight, bless them in a mighty way. And bless the company of prophets, God. And bless your people, Christians, God. And give them peace and safety in this world, because this world is something else, God. But we know that we have you. You are our hiding place. You are our rock and our salvation. And we thank you, God, for your mercy, for your goodness, for your love and your grace. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, I ask. Also ask you to remember the members of my family. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Prophet Dominique.
Thank you. Amen. Father God, we thank you for this day. We thank you for, Lord, this space of remembrance, Lord, for just your coverance over us all, Father. Lord, we thank you for, Lord, a time of reflection, Lord, on our lives, and Lord, what you have been able to give us, Father. We just thank you right now. We acknowledge the fact that, Lord, it is by miracle, and it is by faith, and it is by your
awesomeness that we are here, Lord, to be vessels for you in this earthly realm, Lord. We just appreciate that, Father. And we come to a very clear understanding, Lord, that it is not by our own strength, Lord, but by your strength, Lord, that we are here, Lord. We thank you for those who have passed on, Lord, that you were so willing and to share your vessels, your miracles with us, Father, in the forms of fathers and mothers and sisters and brothers and siblings, Father. We thank you for the opportunity to have family, Lord, and we cherish every moment that we get to spend with them, Father, both near and far, both spiritual and through bloodline, Father. We thank you for the ancestors that have come for us and the future that comes after us, Father. We thank you for the children and all that are in our space. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Thank you for this day. Today is the day in which you have made holy. Therefore, we will rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, Father God, we thank you for all the people that are on the line right now. Those who have broken hearts, Father, we ask right now that you heal the broken heart, that you fill that space, oh God. We just want to praise you this morning because you are truly worthy to be praised, Father God. When we think of the goodness of Jesus and all that you have done for us, our very soul will cry out, hallelujah, thank you, God, for saving us. Father, many times when we don't understand what's going on in our lives, Father, then we will trust you. Nevertheless, we know that you have us in the palms of your hand. Father God, there is none like you. You are wonderful. You are awesome. You are mighty, gracious, forgiving. You're just such a loving Father, and we appreciate that we have a relationship with you. We hold up the Kelly family this morning, oh God, because many times when Brother Kelly was at the door, he took such good care of the Eagles household, Father. He took such good care. He was a gentle giant. He was a warrior, and he was sweet as well. So he will be absolutely missed. We pray for the Cully family. Minister Cully, I pray that God holds your heart in his hand at this time right now. We just want to pray for all those that are sick and shut in. We want to thank you for the Master Prophet and our leading lady who started this awesome prayer line, Father. We thank you for this time, this place, and this space. It is in Jesus' name that we pray. Always knowing and believing that all is well. Amen.
Amen. And Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this time together even now. We thank you for the opportunity to come before you even now and lift your name on high even now, Father God. Father, we thank you for allowing us to be conquerors even now, Father God. Father, touch those that need your healing even now, Father God. Heal those hearts, Father God. Father, overtake the space even now of any voids even now, Father God. Father, we lift up the Kelly family and those that are just weeping even now, Father God, and allow, Father, be the comforter for those that are in need even now, Father God. Father God, thank you for divine healing even now. Thank you for wholeness, Father God. Thank you for love and compassion even now, Father God. Father, thank you for ordering our steps even now, Father God. Father God, your word says no weapon formed against us shall prosper even now, Father God. Father God, we thank you for your protection even now. We thank you for your safety, Father God, even now. Father, thank you, thank you, thank you. We love you and we'll continue to lift you on high, give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. In your mighty name we pray. Amen and amen.
Prophetess Darlene Gray.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, Father God, and we thank you for you have borne our grief and carried our sorrow. We thank you, Lord, that you give your angels charge over us to keep us in all of our ways, lest we dash our foot upon a stone. Father God, we thank you, Lord, for your grace and mercy, and that you hide us in your tabernacle. God, we lift up the Kelly family. We lift up our worthy class master prophetess, Gloria Jean Kelly, and her family. Lord God, we undergird her. We cause strength to come to her in Jesus' name. She dwells in the secret place of the Most High God and abides under the shadow of the Almighty. And we say, Lord, you're a refuge, a fortress, and you're her God, Lord, and you she trusts. Lord, we thank you, Lord, that you cover her with your blood and everything that concerns her and her daughters, Lord. Lord, you cover her in every matter, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we take dominion over every adversary and every enemy that would try to exploit and come against her during this vulnerable time, this time of grief. Lord God, we strengthen and we cover and we bless, and we thank you for our archbishop and our pastor, Pastor Deborah. We strengthen her as she brings strength to the Kelly family, Lord God. We strengthen her as she brings strength to Archbishop. We strengthen her as she brings strength to the Eagles House and to the prophetic order. We cover her with your blood, Lord God. Lord God, let her strength be sound, Lord God. Stabilize her as never before, Lord God. Undergird her, Lord God. Let her strength not give out during this time of carrying others, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we pray for every household that's represented on this call. We plead the blood of Jesus over everyone that's struggling, Lord God, with sorrow and grief and depression and fear, Lord God, and illness, Lord God, and financial matters. We call forth healing and restoration and repair. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen.
And Father God, I thank you for this day. I thank you for allowing us to breathe into your presence, God. I thank you for this midnight prayer call. I thank you for allowing us to come together once again, God. Father God, I ask that you cover and favor everyone on this calling, and even comfort the Kelly family in this time of need, God. I thank you, God, for focused prayer, God, that we can come together as one and lift up your name, God. Father God, I ask that you send a special covering and a special blessing to all that is on this call, God, and let your will be done in each and everyone's lives and family lives, God. And Father God, I thank you for even allowing me to be who I am and those around me to be who they are, God, and letting your light shine through me. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. I thank you, Father God, as your word says, that men are to always pray and not faint. And Father God, we refuse to give up. We thank you, Father God, that as your word says, the eyes of the Lord is upon the righteous, and your ears are open unto their cry. And you also said that the many of the affliction of the righteous, and the Lord delivered them, him out of them all. And Father God, as we come before you, we cry out to you. You said, let your request be made known unto you, Father. And Father God, we thank you right now that you're causing right now supernatural breakthrough in healing and restoration in the lives of your people, God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father God, that you get ready to do exceedingly abundantly all that we ask to think according to the power that worketh in us, in Jesus' name. I thank you, Father God, for the spirit of peace. I call forth Jehovah Shalom. Let it rest upon the Kelly family right now. From the crown of their head to the very soles of their feet, let it invade their life. Hallelujah. And invade their home, God, and their family's life right now in the name of Jesus. You said that weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. And Father God, we thank you right now that joy is prevailing even in this hour, because you said that you're the present help in the time of trouble. And Father God, we thank you right now that your very presence is resting upon the Kelly family. I decree a miracle right now in the midst even of Zoe ministry concerning the loss of our brother, our, hallelujah, archdeacon, prophet, hallelujah, Donna Kelly. Father God, we know that to be absent from the body is to be present for you, to with you, Lord. And we thank you, Father God, for, hallelujah, for his life, and we celebrate him. But Father God, we thank you right now that salvation is going before us right now. In the name of Jesus, let us have a high time, hallelujah, for his celebration. Let someone be saved and transformed and turn around, God, concerning his life right now. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you, Father God, hallelujah, that joy, unspeakable joy, and the Holy Spirit is ruling and reigning right now in Zoe ministry right now. Touch every member right now. Touch right now, Father God, our Archbishop right now, and Pastor Prophetess Deborah George. Hallelujah. We thank you for them. Hallelujah. Right now, and their family, Lord. We plead the blood of Jesus over them. We plead over, hallelujah, Mother Prophetess Mary Jordan and Prophetess Mary, Pastor Jordan Barron right now. In the name of Jesus, and we plead it over her family right now. In the name of Jesus, we plead over the company of prophets and every prophet that is on this line. I plead the blood of Jesus over every family member right now in the name of Jesus. Everyone that is on the sound of my voice, cover them in your blood, Lord. In the name of Jesus, God, lift your people tonight. Lift them, God, right now. The Holy Spirit, right now, invade our life right now. Invade our communities, Lord. In the name of Jesus, invade this conference call. Holy Spirit, do what you do best. Show up and show out in our life right now. In the name of Jesus, I say no weapon that is formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against us in judgment, you shall condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, we call forth the love of God, that agape love right now. Let it begin to spread in our heart, from heart to heart, right now in the name of Jesus, soul to soul, from mind to mind, heart to heart right now, and home to home, in the name of Jesus. I decree miracles. Miracles, miracles, and uncommon favor. In the name of Jesus, I decree it now. In Jesus' name, amen, amen.
Father, we thank you right now, for even as your word says that you are our shepherd, Father. And Father, we shall not want nor need for anything, because, Father, it is you that shall lead us and guide us into greener pastures. Father, we thank you for even this day that we're standing in, Father. Father, we will look unto the hills from which cometh our help, Father. But Father, there is no other help that we know except you, Father. Father, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus as we step into this day, Lord. Father, we thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, you're bringing encouragement to your people. Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus, you're comforting those that need comfort, Father. And Father, we thank you not only that, but you're giving power to those that need power. And Father, I thank you, Lord, that you are anointing, that you are anointing us afresh, Father. Father, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus, Father, that you're touching the Kelly family, strengthening them, that you're lifting them up, Father. But not only the Kelly family, but even the Zoe family, Father. Father, touch, because, Father, you're the only one that can touch, Father. But, Father, we know that when you do it, Father, it is done right, and it's done. Father, we thank you right now, Lord, that you're bringing encouragement. You're giving them peace, Father, even as they walk this dark path, Father. Father, I know, Lord, that you're going to be with them, and you're not going to leave them, nor would you forsake them, Father. Father, I thank you right now, even in the night, Father, that you will bring encouragement, that you will just strengthen them, that you will embrace them with your everlasting love, Father. And Father, we'll be so careful to give your name the praise, the thanks, honor, Father. Father, we thank you right now, Lord, that you will open up our mouth, Father, and as we speak to them, Father, Father, the right words will begin to fall and come forth out of our mouth, Father. Father, we thank you right now, Lord, for what you're doing, Father. Father, many times we may not understand, but Father, we stand here at this day that you have made, this Sabbath, that, Father, we want to thank you in advance, Father. Father, we give your name the praise, Father. Father, we thank you, Lord, even as we move forward in this day, Father. Father, give us wisdom, Father. Father, to navigate through this day, Father. Father, we thank you, Lord, for creativity that shall be present, Father. Father, I pray for every household, every family that's on this call tonight, Father. Touch them, Father, because, Father, you know what they need, Lord. Lord, you said you are our Jehovah Jireh. Father, you said, and Father, we give your name the praise, Father, for what you're doing in each and every one of our lives, Father. Cause us to hold our head up high, because, Father, we know as our head is held up high, Lord, we're lifting and trusting you, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father. Father, we thank you, Lord, that you're turning decisions, you're turning hearts around. Father, we thank you right now, Lord, that the turnaround is taking place. Father, we thank you, Lord, as we stand and speak your word in faith and power, Father, it shall be. We thank you for the miracles. We thank you for the shift. Hey! We thank you for your blood, Father. The blood shall prevail. The blood shall cover us.
in the name of Jesus. We come against everything that's not like you in the name of Jesus. We say, Satan, the Lord rebuke you. You're already under our feet, and we choose not to give you any power nor authority in our life. In the name of Jesus, Father, touch our children. We rebuke the principalities and powers that would try to come and steal their hearts, steal their lives today. We come against it in the name of Jesus. For they shall be men and women of purpose in the name of Jesus, and they shall fulfill their purpose in you, in your precious name, right here, right now. And Father, we'll be so careful to give your name the praise, the thanks, and the honor, now and forevermore, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. At that name that every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that you are Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. Well, thank you, family. I just want to also acknowledge those that sit in my stead while I was away. We had to do boot camp, and I just want to thank my family. I want to thank those standing, my sisters and my brothers that came on the call, and so because it's not about me, it's about giving God the glory and being on the mission and fulfilling our purpose. Family, I just want to acknowledge every one of you. Thank you. Thank you for standing. Thank you for being on the watch, because even if I'm not on here, somebody got to be on it, because the word of the Lord is true. God's word is going to come forth, and it's going to be fulfilled. So thank you once again, family. I love each and every one of you to life. God is moving. God is stirring things up, and we're going to give his name the praise, the honor, and the thanks. So thank you, thank you, thank you. Prophetess Naomi.
Amen. Amen. Yes, thank you so much, Pastor, for being who you are. All right, is there any announcements from any other company and prophets? Please announce it.
Oh, yes, prophet's name. I'm sorry. I don't know, do you have a website for those that would like to send flowers or condolence? There is a website the Kelly families have created, the funeral home. Oh, God, let me see if they're still here so I can get that information so we can announce that. So those of you that are on the call that like to send flowers or what have you, you can do so. Also, hold on. I have Prophet Deanna here. Hold on. What is the website?
McCall.net.
It's McCall.net.
Yes.
And you can log on to that. And call it MCCOY. Okay,
MCCALLS.net.
So just go there, and you can. It gives you all the information. You want to write something, you can do that. So we want to make sure that's taken care of. Also, we want to make sure the announcement on Thursday, we'll be having the wake, and the wake will be from 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. we will be having the homegoing service for Deacon and Temple Guard Donald Kelly. And we want to invite and encourage everyone to come and let us celebrate the lives. We don't weep as others grieve and weep, because we know absent from the body, present with the Lord. So we want to encourage everyone again. The wake will be on Thursday. That will be the 7th of June from 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m., we move forth and go into the homegoing service, the homegoing celebration of the life of Deacon Donald Kelly. Amen. Prophetess Naomi.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much for that, Pastor Deborah. Is there any other announcements from any other prophets? Yes, go ahead.
Yes and yes. Naomi, thank you so much. Save the date, June 9th and June 10th, for our very own men's conference. That's going to be our very own men's conference that's available to all men of all ages. So tell a friend, tell a son, tell an uncle, tell a dad to come and be with us at 310 Riverside Drive with the Archbishop Master Prophet, and he will be having special guests with us. And that's June 9th and June 10th, available to all men free of charge. Thank you so much, Prophetess Naomi.
Amen, amen. And we also want to invite everyone back onto this call at 9 a.m. in the morning. Join us back here at 9 a.m. in the morning with our Archbishop, the Master Prophet, E. Bernard Jordan, 9 a.m. with the Company of Prophets, and I believe it's Prophetess Bethany Jordan, who is the lead prophet on that call for tomorrow. So definitely come out and join the call and to definitely support. Amen. All right, without further ado, if that is it, we can end the call. Moderator, you can stop the recording and put on the rebroadcasting of the prayer. Thank you, everyone, and God bless.
God bless.
God bless you.
God bless you.